Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hey guys, if you're enjoying this podcast and want to help us out, we are on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/7lamb, the number 7, L-A-M-B. You can donate as little as a dollar a month, and it all goes to helping us create podcasts such as this one. We also have multiple tiers to choose from with tons of bonus content like scripts, extra podcasts, bloopers, talks with the cast, early releases, and bonus episodes of your favorite shows. Once again, that's patreon.com/7lamb, the number 7, L-A-M-B. Thanks.
Seven Land presents Paralyzed. Chapter 16, To Head North, Part 3.
Okay, let's hear it.
Are we ready to order?
Nothing for me, thanks.
Well, I was going to stick with coffee, but, you know, something tells me we're going to be here a while. I'll do an Italian omelet with sliced tomatoes on the side and wheat toast.
Okay, it'll be right up.
I'm pretty sure Jake was staring at the young waitress's ass as she walked off. Thought the food here sucks.
It does. Now, where is Roland?
Won't disclose that information just yet.
Do we really need to play games right now?
I thought games were your thing.
Thought you weren't here to talk about the past.
I'm not. Roland's in another state, so you can stop looking in Massachusetts.
I'm not looking anywhere.
Not your department.
Transferred out of CID.
What? Where are you?
In the cyber division.
Cybercrime?
Yeah, I didn't want to, but they needed people. They're expanding, but understaffed, and I have a knack for it.
Because you used to be a hacker?
What hacking? I never did anything illegal.
That they know of.
That they can prove.
Okay, well, CD. That still falls under criminal investigation, so I'm sure you've heard about Layden.
Of course. I know what's going on, I just don't know how I can help. You.
Not me. Roland.
Fine, I don't know how I can help her.
You're FBI. You have pull.
Only where it's warranted.
Bullshit. Flash the badge, get access.
To what?
Well, the first thing she needs is a passport.
Because she's fleeing?
Because she's searching.
Where?
She needs a passport and fake ID.
Do I look like I can get that stuff?
Jake, I know you can. Especially now in your new department.
Why a passport?
She needs to do some research in both Vancouver and Ketchikan, okay?
Alaska?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she's linked a few cases.
To Layden Falls and Rutherford.
That's right.
Which one?
The cruise ship disaster in 2012.
That's not a case.
Have you read the specifics?
No, but I remember the ship overturning and the fact that several people went missing.
There's more to it than that.
Is that the only case?
No, but it's the newest one.
New? It's 2012.
New to us, Jake. I found a connection.
With that kid? Or with Roland?
Different scenario, same story.
What the hell does that mean?
What happened to David Summers and Roland was nothing new. There's evidence that these same situations occurred over a span of years, possibly decades.
When we say situations, we mean...
The stories Julia told?
Who's Julia?
The girl from Layden Falls who was picked up at the gas station.
The one who mentioned Roland was still alive.
Yeah, that's right. She mentioned monstrosities, nightmares.
And no one found any evidence of such claims, I know. Ansel's friends work in the case, Mick Robards. Robards and some lady named Torv.
What are you talking about? They found bodies hanging in trees.
The moment the reports came in, Robards and Torv picked it up. They're stationed in Boston, Ansel told me. Because it was multiple jurisdictions, they needed people in the field, and with the field office in Boston...
I know how it works, Jake.
Then you know how things pan out.
So then, what are they pursuing?
Not what. Who? Possible serial killer.
What?
David Summers. That was the first suspect. And with Roland gone, they believe she may have been an accomplice.
That's insane. Julia refuted that.
Maybe so, but that's why they want to find Roland.
She didn't do anything.
There were bodies in those trees. Roland saw bodies at the home in Rutherford, and David saw bodies at the camp. There's obviously a link.
That's what I'm telling you.
But you're saying there's more cases?
We believe so, yes.
What happened in Alaska?
Cruise ship crashed, overturned, and 7 people went missing. They ended up locating one person a week later. A girl. She jumped ship.
Before it crashed?
Apparently. Want to know why?
You're going to tell me regardless.
Because of multiple monstrosities that she believed stemmed from a friend's nightmares.
Here we go. Omelette and toast.
Thank you.
Anything else I can get you at the moment? More coffee?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Thanks for speaking for me.
Do you want more coffee? Just continue. So that was 2012.
Yeah. Jake didn't touch his food. Instead, he stared out the window.
Roland wants to do interviews to see what she can dig up.
Among other things.
Like?
She wants to find the bodies of the remaining 6.
From the ship?
Yeah. Police never found them, believing them to be dragged out to sea with the current.
How does Roland expect to find them?
She doesn't believe they were taken with the current.
Where does she think they are?
Hanging somewhere in the surrounding forest. Jake still didn't touch his food, instead tapping his fork on the plate in deep contemplation.
Why doesn't she just come forward?
Please. So she can be arrested and disregarded?
Maybe not.
No one will believe her. She'll be labeled crazy.
What kind of monstrosities were these?
I wasn't there.
How long have you been helping Roland?
Since she escaped Leyden.
I heard she was shot.
She was. She took care of it.
Jesus. And I'm assuming your captain doesn't know?
I have a current case I'm working on right now. Unrelated. Roland's thing is a side project.
That's the thing, Ray. I don't have time for this. I have my own work.
We need your help.
You mentioned other similar cases as well. Do you have those?
I have a lot of stuff in my car that I think would pique your interest. That's when his demeanor changed and he smirked.
Come over tonight and I'll look him over.
Not a chance in hell.
Come on, spend some time with me.
Don't do that.
I'm not saying we have to fuck. Just come over and I'll look at what you got.
How stupid do you think I am?
We can't do it here. If you want my help, I'll need your cooperation.
Is this a form of blackmail?
No, but you came all the way here to see me in person. Why not take some more time out of your night to explain things in person?
Didn't I just do that?
But you said there's more.
He smiled and started eating. I want it known that I came here to visit my mom.
Not to DC, you didn't.
I want your expertise and help, not your advances.
How about a little bit of both?
Why are you like this?
Let me finish this real quick and we'll go.
All I could do was shake my head in disgust, but who was I kidding? Of course I was going to go to his place tonight.
It was nearly 1 in the morning, but I couldn't sleep. Again. I was in Chemult, Oregon. I had slowed travel since I was waiting on Ray, and this small inn suited me perfectly. A few days here, but tomorrow I'd head to Bend and try talking to Erica's family. Maybe they would have a little more insight into Shane's problems. I went to the window and peered out at the darkness. A large truck had pulled in, and I could see the driver talking to some people by the front office. I felt like I was back on a stakeout, and that's when I noticed the brown van at the far end of the lot. I could just make out a figure in the front seat. I thought it was weird how many people were out and about so late at night. Then I saw the truck driver walk around to the other side of the office. It was a bit chilly out. I rubbed my arms to rid them of the goosebumps.
Hey,
What?
Looking for something?
There was a man leaning against the corner of the building. He wore a hoodie and stood by a black bag on the ground. His arms and hands constantly moved. He scratched his nose, rubbed his eyes, and then scratched his nose again. He was unable to stand still. Obviously, he was on something. What do you have?
What do you need?
I don't need shit, but I want something to help me sleep.
Man, I ain't got no Lunesta. If you want something to eat...
Well, not looking for Advil. The man had a thin black mustache and pockmarks along both cheeks. He sniffed as he reached into his pocket.
I got Rids.
No, I'm trying to relax.
Then smoke some shit.
Not exactly what I'm looking for.
Shit, I got Oxy, Vicks, Benzos.
Oxy, how much you got?
You looking to put me out of stock?
How much? He eyed me suspiciously for a moment.
Hey, man. Are you a cop?
Jesus Christ. I pulled out some cash. Ray'd been keeping me afloat. I would owe her big after all this. How much?
Well, if you're looking for the whole amount, I got 1080s I can sell you. But that shit runs high.
400.
More. This is some brand shit. Top of the line.
Give me a break.
What do you mean? That's easily a K.
Not out here it isn't.
Fuck you mean? I just sold one to that trucker.
No, you didn't. You got some intravenous shit.
Man, what?
I'm not a fucking idiot. 5.
Nah, man. Not for all 10.
I want all 10 or none.
6.
550.
Shit.
How would I explain this to Ray? Who are you kidding, Roland? You won't explain this to Ray.
Jesus, how'd you find all this shit?
I've been busy. So's Roland.
I don't get it. Could these people be related?
What are you talking about?
How are they experiencing the same thing?
We don't know.
You talk to a sleep specialist?
Not personally.
There has to be a reason for it.
Exactly.
Although some of these don't match up. What about these names? Nothing?
Nothing yet. I've slowed down a bit due to time constraints.
What about Roland?
She's still hard at work. This is all she has.
Ah, the struggles of being on the lam.
You know she can't come forward.
I know something else.
What?
I can't help.
What are you talking about?
Can't get involved.
I'm not asking you to devote your life to this, but help her where you can.
ID? Passport?
Yeah.
Then what?
I don't know. She's gonna need interviews with people who don't want to give them, and she'll have to find ways around law enforcement, and you're a federal agent, for fuck's sake.
So what? The sky's the limit? There are laws. You want me to jeopardize my position with the Bureau? Fuck, I guess I'm already doing that now with the fact that I know where a fugitive is.
Actually, you don't. I haven't told you yet.
I have a pretty good guess if she's investigating this Collins Cruz situation.
The West Coast encompasses a lot.
It's a start.
Fucking ridiculous.
Why? You want a criminal investigator? I could set you up with one.
Who?
Ansel.
Give me a break. You know I can't go to anyone else.
You can get the files.
On Roland. I'm not investigating her. I know what she's been through, and I know she's not a killer.
Just a kidnapper.
David went willingly.
Ray, I have my own things to worry about.
Come on, Jake, look at this stuff. There is something bigger happening here. Nationwide. We have to stop it.
I don't know what it is.
Neither do we. Yet. Help us. Jake stared at me a moment before jumping up.
You want another coffee?
No, I'm fine.
What about something to drink?
Are you serious?
I have an unopened bottle of Chardonnay, a hell, nice robust whiskey. Age 12 years.
No.
Ray?
How many times do I have to tell you I'm not here to fool around?
I'll get us some glasses.
Jake. But he already took off into the kitchen. I knew what he was doing, using this moment to try and seduce me, and sadly, I had to go along with it. I wanted his help. I needed his help. And hell, he didn't look half bad either.
There. That I missed.
Well, your plan worked. Happy?
Please. You came over knowing full well the kind of guy I am.
All those years of telling me you were changing. No wonder I never took you back.
But yet, here you are.
Don't let this go to your head, okay? I just need a break from looking at files.
Glad I could clear your mind.
But my mind isn't clear.
Can we talk about this stuff in the morning?
I need to know if you're on board.
Okay. Tell me something, and I want the absolute truth. Do you think you can solve this? Whatever it is.
In time? Sure.
You really believe you have something here?
You saw everything. I didn't believe Roland at first. But these names, these cases, they're connected.
One more thing.
What, Jake?
How far are you willing to go to solve this?
I'm in too deep as it is. Might as well see it through.
Fine. I'll help.
Paralyzed. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Amy LeRae as Roland, Catabelle as Ray, Jack Austin as Jake, Ariel Hack as Michelle, Brian Messick as Captain Hiltz, Mitchell Beck as Ansel, Mark Karoftis as Oliver, Brandon Levine as Ed, Rachel Stidham as Mare. Co-starring Christina Lewis, Ray Rojas, Amber Simpson, Nick Engelhard, Corey Pettit, Jeff Leeson, Chris Dottoli, James Brown, Gina Coyle, Caitlin Spring, Sean Eric, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldridge T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black, Amber Lynn Nicole on Facebook at Amber Lynn Nicole, and Brett Wilkins at WilkinsMusicFL. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit 7lamb.com for more audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.